Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already November 22nd and 23rd. Where did 2014 go? And of course, tonight, if you're listening to this on Saturday, November 22nd, tonight is the world-famous Granite State Baseball Dinner. And last week's show, we had Jenna Races, who is the Senior Vice President and Assistant General Manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And Jenna explained all about the history of the Granite State Baseball Dinner, really since 2007 when the New Hampshire Fisher Cats took it over. We have raised more than $1.1 million for CHAD, for the Ted Williams Museum, and the Fisher Cats Foundation. And it's been great for Northeast Delta Dental to be able to partner with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats on the Granite State Baseball Dinner. When I was a little boy growing up, the New Hampshire Baseball Dinner, then called, was really famous nationally, and then it sort of went away for several years, and then when the New Hampshire Fisher Cats made a big splash coming to New Hampshire, they, in effect, reinvigorated the baseball dinner, now called the Granite State Baseball Dinner. And if you are interested, this is last minute, of course, but you could come tonight, go down to the Radisson. I would suggest going on to the New Hampshire Fisher Cats website, newhampshirefishercats.com, or 603-641-2005, and see if you can get a hold of Jenna or someone to see if there are tickets available. Some of our notable guests tonight, November 22nd, include Chris Carpenter, two-time World Series champ, and of course, New Hampshire native, Cy Young winner as well. Brock Holt, who played all but pitcher and catcher for the Red Sox this year. And my favorite, Louis Tiant, who anybody my age growing up, he was definitely your favorite pitcher. And, of course, in the 1975 World Series, he actually pitched a complete game of tossing about 165 pitches, which would be unheard of in today's day and age. The event, again, at the Radisson at the center of New Hampshire, is November 22nd, starts at 5 o'clock. And we will also have Megan Cooley, who is the reigning Miss New Hampshire, and Northeast Delta Dental. I get to give out tonight MVP in the community and on the field, Richard Blyer, and we give out the Gold Crown Award, so-called Gold Crown Award, which recognizes the play on the field and the community. And past winners include Anthony Goes, who you now see in Major League Baseball. So it's been a great partnership. And so if you're a baseball fanatic, tonight at the Radisson is where you want to be. And the good news, it also raises money, as mentioned, for CHAD, the Ted Williams Museum, and the Fisher Cats Foundation. On the affordable care front, what a difference a year makes. This is the second open enrollment period for what's called the health insurance marketplace, so-called exchange or healthcare.gov. Last year, there was a lot of difficulty with people getting on to healthcare.gov, but this year it's smoother. We have a couple thousand individuals who have purchased dental coverage through healthcare.gov, and we have another 5,000 or so who have purchased individual dental coverage on our private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And in my world of dental insurance and healthcare insurance in general, the decoupling of the benefits from the employer has really occurred since the 21st century began, exacerbated by the Affordable Care Act. So more and more it's important for us to get to the average citizen the importance of oral health, which is why we do things like Northeast Delta Dental Stadium as well as radio. And if you want to know more about that, you can purchase my book called There Are No Do-Overs. The co-author was Dave Cowan, so it's a fun book because it includes some basketball anecdotes, and you can get that either on Amazon.com or you can get that at Gibson's right here in Concord, and that'll tell you the story behind the story, so to speak. So on the topic of the importance of oral health and for citizens to understand the importance of oral health, With me today, this weekend, November 22nd and 23rd, is Dr. Randy Tillman, one of my colleagues, one of my great colleagues at Northeast Delta Dental. And just as an aside, all the things I do in the community are not possible unless I have a great team of 200 employee colleagues back at the ranch, and Randy is one of them. So, Randy, thank you for joining me November 22nd and 23rd.
Thank you, Tom. I'm very pleased to be here.
All right. Now, our topic today is, of course, oral health, but specifically oral health care needs of an aging population. And people that have listened to this show understand two things. I've reported this before, but New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont, the three states that we serve at Northeast Delta Dental, are three of the oldest populations in the country, number one. And number two, that you can't have good overall health without good oral health. Thus, you're combining the two topics, and I think you've euphemistically called this the silver tsunami dealing with the oral health care needs of an aging population. So is that your title for today?
That's
You're
my
sticking
title.
With it.
I'm
okay.
sticking with it, Tom.
Okay. So let's start with a basic question. Why is the oral health for the more seasoned population, why is that more of a concern now than, let's say, our grandparents or even our parents?
You know, Tom, that's a really good question. The reason it's more important now than ever before is that really the demographics are changing. The baby boomers, those people born between 1946 and 1964, of which I am one.
Me too.
And I believe you are. I didn't want to say that.
Absolutely.
Are reaching retirement. Generally speaking, they are healthier. We are healthier than previous generations, and we're living longer. We want to keep our teeth, and we want our teeth, our oral health, and our mouth to be healthy. So there are more people over the age of 65 than ever before. In 2000, the U.S. population over the age of 65 was 35 million. By 2010, it was 40 million, and projections are that by 2020, there will be as many as 55 million people in the United States over the age of 65.
Now, I remember growing up as a kid, my grandparents actually lived a fairly long life, but I just remember their last few years, they only had a few teeth left, you know, in their mouths. So I think one of the things you're saying is that all of us now are going to our grave with our teeth, which is a good thing, but of course that brings responsibilities in terms of gum disease and tooth loss. So why don't you talk a little bit more about that?
It's really true, Tom. We are different than our parents and our grandparents' generation in many ways. We're probably, as you said, among the first to anticipate having all of our teeth or most of our teeth for the duration of our lives. I remember my grandmother had full dentures, and that's certainly no longer the expectation today. I'm a grandmother, and I certainly don't wear full dentures, and I never plan to wear full dentures, and I would say that's probably true for most people in our generation.
That's great. I remember, it's funny you mentioned this, because one of my mentors when I worked down at Delta Dental Plan of Massachusetts, where you also worked years ago, but I actually predated you down there, but in any event, was one of the board members was a Dr. Chet Douglas, who was also the dean of the Harvard Dental School, and he said, and this when I was a young man in my 20s, he said, you know, by the year 2020, you know, there'll be more people with more teeth, you know, to insure, thus the importance of dental insurance. Because when I started my career at Delta Dental Plan of Massachusetts, I was kind of scratching my head, you know, dental insurance, is it, you know, is it really needed, and why do we have it, and the whole business of the importance of oral health. And he started to explain to me just what you said, that by the projections, as many as 55 million people in 2020 will be over 65, and hopefully the vast majority of those people are actually retaining their teeth. And of course, even if we all do a great job of brushing and flossing and going to the dentist, we're still ultimately going to probably have, you know, some receding gums and so forth. So why don't you talk about some of the unique issues that may be faced, an older person may be faced with, even if, you know, they do a great job of taking care of themselves. And I must add, why don't you take a few minutes to explain that you are a dentist, you work for us at Northeast Delta Dental, so talk a little bit about your career.
Sure.
So people know how qualified you are to answer that question.
Sure. Thanks, Tom. Yes, I am a dentist. And in fact, 20 years ago, when I was teaching at Columbia University at the School of Dental and Oral Surgery, I was actually the recipient of a five-year grant from the NIH and the National Institute of Dental Research to develop a curriculum in geriatric dentistry. So the awareness was there even all those years ago that we were that this was going to be a problem and that we were going to need to know how to deal with older patients. I used to say geriatric patients, but that sounds too old. I'm going to say older patients now, since we're talking about the over 65 population.
And when I was a kid, I never really liked those Geritol commercials, even when I was a kid. So yeah, let's call ourselves seasoned citizens.
Seasons, mature, experienced,
exactly.
Right? I like that much better. When I first started talking about the old over 65 population, I used to say the elderly. And then as I got older and older, I disliked that term more and more. So,
and my grandmother used to say she didn't like the term elderly. So it all comes full circle, doesn't it? That's too funny. So, okay, so you have, you're a dentist. You also have some particular experience with the older population. So what are some of the things that you've learned about the older population and the importance of continuing to go to the dentist, but some of the unique issues that someone, let's say, you know, in their 70s may face versus, you know, a teenager?
Absolutely. You know, we've been lucky in our lifetimes to have a lot of good research and education around oral health, allowing us to, you know, to expect to keep our teeth for most of our lives. And we work hard to do so, Tom. We brush, we floss. There's definitely a heightened awareness about overall good health. We work out. We're very concerned about our health and well-being. And certainly our oral health is part of that. But maintaining a mouthful of teeth really is more time-consuming and more costly, if you will, than wearing dentures. And from a dentist's perspective, you're more likely to see complex restorative needs. So what does that mean? You may have a patient who's taken very good care of their teeth for 65 years, but they may have recession. It's a part of aging.
And that's the old expression, you're long in the tooth. So maybe
right.
Spend 30 seconds on what that really means.
So recession means that the gums have pulled away from the teeth, if you will. If you look at some people, you see that their teeth look longer because the gums have pulled away due to an inflammatory process or a traumatic process, or, believe it or not, the most common reason for gum recession is overzealous brushing. Many of us pick up the toothbrush and we're right-handed and we put it up on the left-hand side of our mouth and we scrub. And that scrubbing is one of the factors that can lead to
recession.
The recession, absolutely.
Okay, well, after commercial break, I'm going to ask Randy some more questions, which I know will be interesting to the listening audience. So, Dr. Randy, please stay tuned. We'll return after commercial break.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service. So enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio on this November 22nd and 23rd. And as my parents would say, where did the year go? Because, of course, upcoming is Thanksgiving on Thursday, November 27th, which also happens to be my birthday. And there's two road races on that day, next Thursday, that I'm going to be attending and participating. One at 8 o'clock in Bow, put on by the Bow Police, and then at 9 o'clock there is the Gobbler Race at Bishop Brady in Concord, and I park my car at the end of the Bow Race and then literally drive up and try to get to Bishop Brady in time for the 9 o'clock race. So that's what I'm doing on Thanksgiving. And before the commercial break, Dr. Randy had mentioned the importance of oral health, but also the importance of overall fitness. We'll get to that momentarily, but a reminder for my baseball fan friends, tonight, November 22nd, is the Granite State Baseball Dinner put on by the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, and Northeast Delta Dental is the presenting sponsor. And if you're interested in seeing Louis Tiant as one of the people, or Chris Carpenter, or even Denny McClain, the last 30-game winner in Major League Baseball, that's the place to be. And it raises money, of course, for Chad, the Fisher Cats Foundation, and the Ted Williams Museum. And this is the second year of the healthcare exchanges, and they're going very well this year. And it's been a great boon for Northeast Delta Dental to have made the investment to be on both the public exchange, healthcare.gov, as well as the private exchange that we created, deltadentalcoversme.com, because more and more individuals who don't have coverage through an employer are purchasing dental insurance. And that is my segue, Dr. Randy, to this question, which is it true that the older, seasoned Americans, if you will, I'll use that term, don't have dental insurance?
Yes, Tom. Unfortunately, that's all too true. Almost every day, 10,000 Americans retire. And often with retirement, as we know, comes the end of the workplace dental insurance. And as you know, Medicare does not provide dental benefits. So the federal government estimates that almost 70% of Americans over the age of 65 don't have dental insurance.
So just for the listening audience to know why that's an impactful statement, and when I've had Dr. Shannon Mills, you know, Randy, one of your colleagues, and Dr. Correa as well, and other of our dentist consultants who work with us at Northeast Delta Dental, one of the points we've made is that if you have some form of dental coverage, dental insurance, whatever term you want to use, prepaid coverage, 90% of that population goes to the dentist. So if you have dental insurance, your participating dentist encourages you to visit, you get a Delta Dental identification card, so the top of mind awareness is there. You also feel like you want to use your benefits. And by the way, as a dental insurance CEO, I want you to go to the dentist. So 90% of that population, you know, goes to the dentist when you have dental insurance coverage. Conversely, if you don't have dental insurance coverage, even if you can afford it, and I know that's also an issue, that population, only about 30% of the people go to the dentist. So that's why the statement that retirees don't have dental insurance is an important statement, because that's really what you're saying is they'll lack the intensity of going to the dentist. And of course, if you don't go to the dentist, I mean, even if you brush and floss, you need to still go to the dentist. So I know that evidence varies on that, but you know that we all know, and Shannon has explained this on earlier shows, that the sort of going to the dentist and getting two cleanings a year, that was really kind of put out there by toothpaste companies many years ago, and visiting your dentist twice a year is a good proxy. You know, it's not a bad thing, but some of us maybe, I know I go for four cleanings a year, for example, and other people maybe at once every 2 years would be enough for a cleaning. So why don't you talk about the frequency of going to the dentist and why that is important, although it would vary, obviously, depending on where you are in that spectrum.
Absolutely. And it absolutely varies by patient need. You know, there are some people who have grown up with fluoridated water. I think about my own children who have never had a cavity. Do they need to go to the dentist twice a year? I don't think so. But I think about somebody like myself who has had, you know, I do have some gingival recession, as we were talking about.
And you're a dentist.
And
my God,
dentist.
Randy.
I know. Appalling, isn't it? And I have had some decay and some fillings, and I'm somebody who also needs to go four times a year. So I think we're really talking about individualized dental plans based on somebody's risk and somebody's medical and dental history.
And we won't go into it today because I want to get back into the oral health and the veteran the veterans amongst us who need to go to the dentist. But we do have a program that Jody Hiddle, our vice president of sales and marketing, explained 3 weeks ago, called Health Through Oral Wellness, and it's a very tailored, state-of-the-art new dental program that we're surfacing and rolling out to all of our groups, starting with January 1st renewals. Which, based on mydentalscore.com and other information, will allow a dentist to, let's say, have 3 cleanings and other procedures that wouldn't normally be covered under the standard plan. So we are addressing that. And if you're interested in hearing more about the Health Oral Wellness Program, if you can go on to the Northeast Delta Dental website, or you can look for mydentalscore.com, and you can also go on the radio section of our website and look for the program where Jody and I chatted about that. But getting back to the science, so why should I be concerned, not just from an oral health perspective, but if I don't get to the dentist, I mean, does the impact of poor oral health, does that extend beyond the mouth and into sort of the overall systems of the human body?
Absolutely, Tom. And I think that's what's so wonderful about the Health Through Oral Wellness program, is that we're really saying your overall health is impacted by your oral health. For example, I mean, you know, if a patient is missing teeth or has pain in their teeth or gums, it can be challenging to get adequate nutrition. Things that we take for granted.
Like biting into an apple.
Biting into a carrot, like biting into a piece of celery. It all takes a good dentition. And we take this for granted. So it's not so easy for a patient who may need good, well, we all need good nutrition. It's not so easy for somebody who doesn't have their teeth to get the nutrition that they need. Let's face it, the soft foods aren't always the most nutritious. And poor oral health can also lead to embarrassment over one's appearance. And if we're talking about an older population, it can lead to social isolation. I would also like to say that there's an issue with regard to getting a job. If the over 65 population is still working, many people are still working, it's hard to get a job if you don't have any teeth or if you're missing teeth. So I think that, you know, there are many implications of oral health for overall health.
So there are the self-esteem issues. Getting a job, those types of things, but the increasing connection between oral health and overall health. So what about things like, I know we read a lot about some connection with heart disease and diabetes. Can you talk about those relationships?
Sure. I think that probably the strongest connection has been between certain chronic diseases like diabetes. There are 10.9 million people in the United States with diabetes, and almost 27% of the population over age 65 is diabetic. And new research shows very compellingly that controlling periodontal disease can be an important factor, a very important factor in controlling diabetes, and really can, you know, improve the patient's health, decrease costs. I mean, it's really a win-win across the board.
Great. Now, I know as we age, even though we try to stay off medications and handle things sort of holistically, there are certain things that will require us to take medications. And does that lead to something called dry mouth, and what are the ramifications of that?
Yeah, it's estimated that almost 80% of the over age 65 population has at least one chronic illness. And we know that many of the medications which are taken by this population for their chronic illnesses can lead to dry mouth. So if we're talking about hypertension or arthritis, even depression and Parkinson's disease, to name just a few, some of these drugs can lead to dry mouth, and dry mouth can make one more susceptible to dental decay because you have less saliva, if you will, to wash away the bacteria.
Interesting. So I'm glad you commented on that. Now, of course, most seniors will probably see their physicians on a regular basis. Do you think, and I know you've taught, you mentioned, so do you think that Dentists and physicians are communicating better these days, and there's no rivalry. And, you know, a dentist who sees someone and recognizes there may be a medical issue will refer that person to the physician, and vice versa. Do you think there's more of that communication going on? And do you think, and I know this is kind of a two-part question, and are more and more dental schools kind of training new dentists in this sort of connection and how they should be relating to their physician friends?
Absolutely, Tom. I think it's, I'm very happy to say that there's a greater connection now than ever before. Just within the last couple of weeks, I've been at two dental seminars in which physicians have spoken about the importance of the link between medical and dental. And so I think we are seeing more referrals both ways than ever before. And it's very important because as we get older, many patients are more likely to see their physician, and so it's important that the physician be cognizant of the oral health care issues and make recommendations to the dentist. Part two of your question is, I think there also needs to be a focus at the dental school level to teach dental students how to deal with older patients and some of their unique treatment needs. I remember back to a time when I was treatment planning for a 69-year-old patient that had an impacted third molar, an impacted wisdom tooth, if you will. And the question became, do we take the tooth out? Had the patient been 18, we would have taken the tooth out. Had the patient been 25, we would have taken the tooth out. What about when the patient is 69 years old? It's issues like that. Differential treatment planning, should there be different treatment planning, that I think needs to be taught at the dental school level.
That's great to hear. And dentistry is such a great profession. And as you know, we've made an investment in the University of New England Dental School, and some of the things you talked about are now being taught in the first year of the second year of that school. And it's also good to hear physicians and dentists are communicating because, conversely, you know, a toddler before age one is probably going to see the dentist before the physician, and that type of relationship is happening. So thank you, Dr. Randy. I'm going to have you back because there's more notes here that I'm not going to be able to get to. Tom Raffio for Dr. Randy Tillman will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.